Bonjour. You're listening to the No Till French Grammar podcast on prepositions. I'm Yasmin.
And I'm Eleanor.
So, Eleanor, I know you think I'm a smarty pants, but I don't know anything about French prepositions. Our listeners probably don't either.
Okay, seeing that I do know, why don't I teach you as well as the listeners?
Oakley dokley.
I take it you know about nouns and what you put before them.
Yes, of course I do. I'm not that stupid.
Just thought I'd check. Anyway, what are prepositions, I hear you say?
Yeah, what are prepositions?
Well, prepositions are the French words that are used to describe whereabouts things are in rooms or in a town. For example, if la commode is chest of drawers, but you want to say the chest of drawers are next to the bed, you would say la commode est à côté du lit. Or if la baladeur CD is personal CD player, but you wanted to say la baladeur CD is under the chair, you would say la baladeur CD est sous la chaise.
Yeah, that's all very well, but what if I wanted to say that something was on top of something?
That's an excellent question, Yasmin. Why don't I tell you all the prepositions, and then you can try and put them into a sentence?
All right, you're on.
Preposition number one, dans, which means in.
Right, let me think. Dans ma chambre, which means in my bedroom.
You have correctly used that preposition. Now on to preposition number two, which is sur. This means on.
So what about la télévision est sur la table, which means the television is on the table?
Excellent. Now number three, which is devant, meaning in front of.
What about ma maison est devant le supermarché, which means my house is in front of the supermarket?
Very good. Now preposition number four, derrière. Not that kind, to a bet. It means behind.
Okay, what about matelas est derrière le bâton d'école, which means my pencil case is behind the glue stick?
Brilliant. Now for the last one, which is à côté de, meaning next to.
How about la table est à côté de la chaise, which means the table is next to the chair?
Really good. Now let's have a quiz to test the listeners.
Hang on, what if the noun is masculine or feminine after à côté?
Well, if the noun is masculine, you would say du. If it's feminine, you would say de la.
And what if the noun is plural or begins with a vowel?
If it's plural, you say de. And if the noun starts with a vowel or a H, you say de and apostrophe. Now, let's try again. It's time for the quiz.
Question one. What does à côté mean?
The answer is next to. Question two. What does devant mean?
The answer is in front of. Question three. What does the table est sous la fenêtre mean?
The answer is, the table is under the window.
Question four. What does sur mean?
The answer is, on top of. Question five. What does le stylo est à côté du bâton d'école mean?
The answer is, the pen is next to the glue stick.
Prepositions are good to use in lessons because they can get you a good level 3 or 4, but it depends on how you use them. Thanks for listening to the No Till Grammar podcast about prepositions. Au revoir.